Well, you've probably guessed, having heard a tune from Vanity Fair, that I'm delighted to welcome to the programme this week Mark Ellen of Vanity Fair. Hello, Mark.
Hey, Gary.
Nice of you to join us.
That's my pleasure.
You're about to be a busy man.
Well, I've taken time off specially for you, Gary.
Oh, that's nice. I was thinking particularly of this Solid Silver 60s tour that's coming up. It's normally about 80 dates, I think, isn't it?
Well, it's over a period of 3 months, yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's about 70 there at the moment.
And looking at Vanity Fair's history, you joined from, was it the Canterbury Tales?
That's right, yeah.
And they were more of a rock band, weren't they?
They were covers, mainly.
Right.
All sorts of covers that were around at the time. We did tend to go for things like Led Zeppelin and Deep Purple and that type of thing. Yes, we did.
So it was a bit of a different musical style when you joined Vanity Fair. A bit lighter, a bit more harmonies.
Well, yeah. A lot more harmonies. It was lighter. But I think what they were trying to do at that time was to kind of beef up the rhythm section a little bit.
Right.
More of a sort of American, not just vocal sounds like the Beach Boys and things like that, which they were very good at.
Yeah.
They just wanted to beef up the drums and bass, the backline, so that's where I came in.
Right, right. And I think soon after you joined, you released a great single, which I don't think made the charts, but deserved to, Better By Far.
That's right, yeah.
I think that was out on DJM, but I've got the original somewhere. I'll have to dig that out.
Okay.
But yes, that was a great single. And you carried on throughout the decades and in cabaret and presumably playing abroad as well.
Yeah, we did a lot. Yeah, cabaret up and down the country, the northern clubs, etc. But we went to places like Austria. We had a number one hit in Austria.
Right.
In the early 70s. So we went there and we went all around Germany, doing both German clubs and, of course, the military bases. And then we got another record deal in Scandinavia, so we...
Right.
Probably
right.
About 78, 79, so we had a hit record in Scandinavia. So we went to Australia two or three times as well.
Yeah.
So, we were kept busy, you know. Although we weren't charting in Britain anymore, we were doing all right in other territories, yeah.
Yeah, it's quite surprising talking to the artists that... It's easy to think in the UK that because you're not in our charts, you're not in anybody's charts. But of course, that's not always. I remember Reg Presley telling me he was number one in South America, South Africa, at one point. So, but this tour, I mean, you're like musical chameleons, aren't you? Because for a while you're going to be Three Other Searchers, backing Mike Pender, and then the Cruisers for Dave Berry and the Tremolos for Brian Poole.
Yeah, it's great. Those guys backed them in the past on other tours, you know?
Yeah.
Also, Chris Farlow and PG Proby were on these other tours as well, so we just learnt the songs and got on with it. And guys in the band, if I say it myself, they're pretty good musicians and they're very adaptable.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's a top-line tour. I mean, I'm sure that's recognised by the promoters as well.
Yeah, we were really honoured to get it, yeah.
It's going to be great. I've got tickets all over the place.
Well, you come and say hello, won't you?
Yes, I will. Yeah, I'll come and say hello and when you're out and meeting and greeting. And
Or you can even come to the nearest pub before the gig.
Oh, right. Yes, of course. Yeah, that's. I'll try and get Ray Ellis to buy me a drink.
Good for you. Good luck on that one.
Yes, but I've got also to mention you've recorded an album or part of an album with PJ Proby.
Yeah, there's a long story there, but I'll try and keep it short. We were on this other tour for Deborah Franks, and PG was on that tour, and we were backing him. And we finished off the tour in Truro in Cornwall. So in the following days, I also have a little duo, a country rock duo, which I do for fun, really, in between Vanity Fair tours. And my partner, he works, or was working at the time down and living in Cornwall.
Really?
He was working at a place called Spirit of the West, which is a Western reenactment place, you know. So we had a gig before night, and I said to PJ, I said, because obviously he's from Texas and he's all that kind of thing, so I invited him down to the gig. So he came along and two songs, we were into two songs, then we'd do a sort of upbeat sort of cowboy songs, you know, with modern dance rhythms. And he just gets up and grabs a mic and starts singing backing vocals. So he probably said backing vocals. And he had a smile on his face all night long. So he said, "Man, we got to do something with this. We got to record this."
Well,
I'd already recorded it before me and my partner.
Yeah.
But he says, "No, we'll get some session guys in, pedal steels and ab fiddles, and I'll sing some of the songs." He didn't want to sing them all.
Right.
He just wanted to be a guest, really. Right. He didn't want to take over. He was quite good that way.
Yeah.
And that's what happened. He guested on eight of the 12 songs in the end. And then, so we recorded it and I produced it and we got the guys in and it was great fun, actually.
It sounds like it, listening to it. And there's some, obviously some excellent musicians on it as well.
Oh, yeah.
That's great. Well, all the best with the CD. And I will catch you on the tour a few times. I know I'm coming to the last night in Liverpool to say cheerio to Ray on his last night. And, I'll find a pub near to the venue and come in and say hello. Thanks very much for joining us, Mark.
It's been my pleasure, Gary. All the best to you.
All the best. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye.